Now I'm going to focus on one of the things the angels sang about. When they started singing, they also said, "Peace on earth to all mankind." And it's about that phrase that they used, that prayer that they sang about, peace on earth, and how we find that. Now, I actually prepared what is called the Kidults talk for this morning, which is a kids and adults talk. Most of our kids seem to be fast asleep, still at home on this first Sunday of the holidays. Not many of them here today. So if you feel very young, then you will appreciate how I'm talking to you today. But anyway, so this is the focus. Peace on earth and what it means. Have you ever had a fight or a disagreement with someone? Became annoyed with someone? Could see the rage in someone else, or maybe yourself, felt frustrated by what the person before or behind you is doing in their car, and just got angry for a moment? Have you heard what Irene told us about Indonesia and the struggles they're going through, the unrest in that country? Or maybe you've been following what's been happening in Syria, in Aleppo, and so many people dying because of war and hatred. If you think about all these things, you reflect on this verse, peace on earth to all mankind, and you kind of think, well, what happened to that? Did the birth of Christ make any difference regarding peace on earth then? So I think we need to understand what peace means and what they really sang about and what we are hoping for. So we're going to talk about that just briefly today as well. So peace on earth. We think about peace as being where there's no war, there's peace. So this country is peaceful, you would think. Or a home where there aren't arguments and people are getting along, that's a peaceful home. But certainly peace is more than that as well. And I think what we need to remember is the fact that when these angels sang and they were praying and singing for peace on earth to come, they had in mind as well this word that the Hebrews have for peace called shalom, which is a word I think most of you would have heard before. Shalom. It's the greeting that people in Israel still have for one another today. When they greet one another, they would say shalom, meaning peace to you. But that word peace has a much deeper meaning than just the absence of war or people getting along. It means, it holds in this word itself, also peace with God. That we have this peace that transcends all understanding, a good relationship with our Creator. That's what we wish for one another. It means peace with one another, peace amongst all people. It actually also means peace with your livestock. As a farmer, if your sheep were well cared for, well fed, well at rest, that was also seen as shalom. So the whole of creation was included in what this word shalom means. It also actually means, I did some recent reading, it also means peace even within your financial situation. So if your bank balance is in the green, then you have peace with your finances. Shalom covers everything in life. When things are going well, when you are receiving God's blessing, that is what peace means. And that is what Christ brought to us. And that is what the shepherds were singing about. There's a new creation we receive in Christ. Christ is the person who brings to us the possibility of peace on all these levels. And although we know that there's one day when this will become complete, and we're all hoping and longing for the second coming when there will be no more war, no more tears, according to Revelation 21, when even In creation itself, we are told in the Bible that the lamb and the lion will lie next to each other. So even in creation, this peace will be seen. That is our longing, and that will all come true because of Jesus Christ. But it starts now. And the way that we have it now depends on how you live out this peace that God made real in your heart. As a follower of Christ, it's up to you to live out this peace and show this peace to others. Let me mention two things to you. We were at the end of the year, and people are very irritable. They've had a long year of a lot of suffering, perhaps a lot of struggles, hard work. So if you are still employed, you might just find at the end of the year that people are just that shorter in fuse. How do you deal with that? How do you cope with that? The best way is to show and live out the peace of Christ. Be friendly. Show what Christmas means to you, that it brought a change to you. Or most of you at least, I'll be having this family gathering in January, but most of you might be getting together with family members during Christmas. You know, it's so sad, and I've heard of this happening at so many occasions where families come together and they start having arguments and things break up and it ends up not being a pleasant season. Who's that up to? It's up to you as a follower of Christ. How you deal with those situations. How you bring peace to this world we're living in. How you live out this peace. How you seek peace. How others might find in your words and in your demeanor that peace came to earth in Christ. And they need to see that and find that in us. There's a wonderful prayer that I'm going to pray for us, a prayer that many of you might know, and it's ascribed to Saint Francis of Assisi. It actually only dates back to 1912. They can't really find proof of this before that, but many say this is the prayer of Saint Francis, and it's known as that as well. And it's a prayer for peace. So let me read this to us as a prayer for us today as well. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life. Amen. What a wonderful prayer that we are able to share today as we all pray and ask and long for peace on this whole earth. Let's sing our next carol, which actually mentions these words as well, where the angels sing and pray for peace to be on earth. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Please stand and let's sing this together.
The herald angels sing, glory to God and sinners reconciled. Joy
Loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you in this Christmas season that we celebrate Jesus come to earth, and that with the angels we can sing peace on earth. And this is not the temporary peace, the absence of war, but it is the peace which passes all understanding, as we read in Philippians, the peace that God brings, that only God can bring. And Father, we would lift up to you the nations of the world and ask for that peace. In the literal sense, of course, we will always pray for that, Lord. But in the spiritual sense, Lord, that people would come to know you. We pray, Lord, that we as your church would take a responsibility to share your good news seriously. That we would remember your great commission to make disciples of all nations. Father, help us to be faithful in our prayer for our brothers and sisters in the world who are not free to worship you, but who live in fear of persecution. Lord, we are faithful to pray for those in war-torn lands. And right now, God, whatever nation is on our heart, we bring to you. Perhaps it's Indonesia, as we've heard about today. Perhaps it's Syria, Iraq. Perhaps it's our home nation, where we come from, or this land here. Although we enjoy peace in the literal sense, Lord, where do we stand before you in terms of our faith as a nation? We thank you, O God, for all those who work to spread the good news in other lands. And we think of our own GI partner, Mon Parker, working on the Thai-Myanmar border. And any others, Lord, we know of serving you. Pray that you would bless them at this Christmas time. Lord, we pray that you would indeed empower us, your church, by your Spirit, that you would unite.